Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C. Oji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Can you give a loud shout of praise to God in this service? Make it louder. If you're excited to be here, make it louder. Louder, 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 louder. Wow. Sit up in heavenly places, please. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my life, my strength. His cornerstone, solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What I want you to sing with understanding. My comforter. Christ the Lord, who took and fled, fullness of God. This gift of life. Can you sing it with passion? Passion. Yeah. Seal on the here in the ground, his body lay, light of the world. This is how your inheritance came. This is how your inheritance and your victory. Shapa negedelebosan demaya. Are you ready now? Let's do this together. No guilt, no fear in that. No fear in that. This is the power of Christ. Hey! Your life is bright to fire. Who's commanding your destiny? Who's commanding your future? Woo! No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever flow. See, here it is. I am a man that can never shut up. No power of hell, no scheme of man. Can you pray in the Holy Ghost if you can, wherever you are? Let your heart rejoice in what Jesus has done. There is an inheritance for the saints, a glorious inheritance. It was bought by the blood of Jesus. It was purchased by the blood of Jesus. It was paid for by Jesus on the cross of Calvary. He settled it. I have an inheritance, incorruptible. No guilt in life, no fear in death. It's the power of Christ in me, from life prescribed find out. Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell. Woo! Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo! Glory to God, glory to God. Can you say, I have a glorious inheritance by the blood of Jesus? I have secured an inheritance. A glorious inheritance. It is mine. Glory to God. Now, just before you sit, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Let me show you this before we hear God's word. I want to speak on spiritual realities. Laying hold of your inheritance. How to make it real. Are we here together? 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Let's read it together loud and clear. One to go now. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy had begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Christ from the dead. Verse 4. To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not, God reserved for you in heaven. Can you see that? Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in this last. Ready to be what? There is an inheritance that you have in Christ Jesus. Before the trumpet of God will sound, God wants the world to see his glorious inheritance in his children. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God wants the world to see what he died for, what he paid for, and what he has revealed. So the Bible says, the earnest expectation of creation, they are waiting, they are yearning for the manifestation of the sons of God. Child of God, listen to me. In this season, in these last days, you will manifest in the name of Jesus. I can hear you. I say you manifest in the name of Jesus. Incorruptible inheritance. Incorruptible. Someone say incorruptible. It does not perish. It does not fade. It doesn't perish. It doesn't fade. That's what God has in store for you. And everyone under the sound of my voice, that the light that is coming into this message, it will drive every darkness, dispel every fear, and bring you into your inheritance in the name of Jesus. Sit up in heavenly places. By the grace of God tonight, I have two of my amazing friends in the house. Yes, we have Prophet Michael in the house. Introduced him in the first session, an amazing servant of God, the Manifestation Chapel. And he's been with us here from time to time, you know, and has been a blessing to us. Yes, he's a prophet by calling. And we have God's servant here, Pastor Olubinga Olusoya. Is that how you're celebrating God's servant? I'm excited to see you, man of God. Thank you for coming. And he came with his people. Can you just stand up? Pastor Olubinga came with a couple of his people. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for coming to 20 Days of Glory. We're excited to see you. And I know that what God has started in your life and ministry, he will perfect it in the name of Jesus. Let's get quick into tonight's discussion. Are you ready? How many people are ready? Ask your neighbor, are you ready? Tell the neighbor, are you ready? Because I want to show you your glorious inheritance. And I want to show you how to transport it from the realm of the spirit into this realm. So if you have cars in the realm of the spirit, you can't be driving it there. If you have favor in the realm of the spirit, you can't be using the favor there. Are you getting what I'm saying? All the mercy that is reserved in the realm of the spirit can't be used there. Where do you need them? Here. So my message tonight is spiritual realities. Laying hold of spiritual realities. Transporting them into this realm. Living the life that God has called you to live. That's what I want to focus on. And I preached in the first session already, so I'm just going to do a build, meaning that you have to go and listen to the other message. I will just define what spiritual realities are. I'll tell you point one, two, then you go and listen to the other message. Please ensure to listen to the other message. Now, when we talk about spiritual realities, the example that came to mind, what I gave in the first session, was that Satan came to Jesus and he said to Jesus that if you bow before me, I will give you the glory of this world. That is what I have. There is something I have that I can give to you. Now, it wasn't just physical things. He was telling Jesus that there are realities that exist. Adam had handed over everything to Satan in the fall in the Garden of Eden. Are we here together? Now, Satan had possession, and he was telling Jesus, the Son of God, that you will bow for me, then I will give it to you. But that was what Jesus came to pay the price for, so that he will collect the keys of hell. Are we here together? You remember Colossians, the Bible says he led captivity captive. He made an open show of principalities and powers, and he triumphed over them. Are we here together? So Satan wanted to give him. I give an illustration also. I said that there are times where in my walk with God and some other stories that I've heard, how people who come from a particular world, maybe the spirit world, marine kingdom, they will come to entice people, just like occultic people. They will tell you that there's power. They can give you fame. And you're wondering, where is the power? Where is the fame? They are trying to say that there is something we have somewhere in our own world, in our own kingdom, that if we give you, you will rule in this world. You will be a captain here. They will fire gun on you and it will not affect you. That will give you something that when you talk, people will start listening to you. Is that not, you get what I'm saying here now? Whatever they give the people, if the kingdom of darkness, I told you, the kingdom of darkness is a kindergarten learner to the kingdom of light. That means they are learning from the things that exist in the world of light that many believers are not taking advantage of. So it means that there can be a world. Just imagine that there's a world here, and it is a spiritual world, and this is a physical world on this other side. And you must know that the spiritual world is more real than the physical. I hope you are aware of that. Many of us are more carnal than spiritual. Many of us live more in the physical than the spiritual. That is the reason why we need to even discuss what we'll discuss tomorrow. Because most of the things you need to see, how would you know if somebody wants to dupe you? How would you know if somebody is about to manipulate you? The reason people marry wrong, they don't have seen eyes. The reason you will marry, I can never. You live in a world where your father can see the end from the beginning and you still made mistake. That will never happen again in the name of Jesus. So there are realities that exist in the realm of the spirit. And Jesus has paid for all those things. And you see, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, God has blessed us with spiritual blessings in where? Heavenly places. And we are seated together with Christ where? In heavenly places. But am I going to build my house in heavenly places? There will be spiritual things to build those ones. Jesus said, I will go and prepare a place. Which one will I build here? Am I going to have influence only in heavenly places? I need to have influence on the face of the earth. Jesus said in the book of Revelation that he has gone to the cross of Calvary and he has received glory, honor, power, wealth, all those things that he had received. Who did he receive it for? You're not talking. Who did he receive it for? Yes. Yes, he received power, spiritual authority. And when he came back, he looked at the believers and he said, behold, I give unto you what? Power. But you are born again. Why am I not seeing the power? That's what we want to discuss. Why am I not seeing? How do I transport the power that exists in the realm of the spirit and use it here in the physical? Because he said in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, but ye shall receive what? Power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. We saw the apostles manifest the power. You have seen some of the dimensions of the power of God. Heal the sick here. People get testimonies and all that. Every believer is supposed to be a custodian of that grace and manifest it. The realities of the kingdom, they are not reserved for pastors. They are not reserved for apostles. They are not reserved for anything. The Bible did not say it. It says, these signs shall follow them that believe. Are you part of the them? How many of them are here? Where are the them that believe here? He said, in my name, they will cast out devils. They will lay hands. All these things are realities that exist in our faith. But why am I not seeing it? What must I do to see it? He has given us riches. The Bible says it in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. Please follow me. It says, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might be made what? Rich. Most of you know now by now that most of the scriptures I quote over and over again, I'm not quoting them as memory verse. They are my scriptures of encounter. They are the scriptures that I have caught. They are the scriptures that I have known. That the path of the just is a burning light. That where you met me last year, you will never. See, as long as I am alive by the mercy of God, nobody will meet me in a place last year and come back again and say, so you are still here. No. The Bible says when Jesus was raised from the dead, they say, why do you seek for the living among the dead? He is risen. He can't be here. Anyone that has been in a place for too long, I prophesy in the name of Jesus, the Lord is relocating you to greater glory. I can hear you. I say you are relocated to greater glory. Psalm 23 verse 1, he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's a reality in the kingdom. Have I told you, 2003 till today, how many years? How many years? 2003. How many years? 22 years. I have never had to knock on the door of anybody and say, borrow me one naira. Never. That is my wife. Never, I've never looked for anyone. I came out when I was in the state. I tell myself, whatever God cannot do, whatever God cannot make available, whatever is not in the economy of God for me, I don't want it. But anything that is in the economy of God, wherever it is, in the north, in the south, in the east, if men are holding it, let them vomit it. And I pray for somebody, you are coming into that reality in the name of Jesus. I told you, anytime I see those loan app, I get angry. I went, why? Never. I don't want to see this. Not now. I don't need this. Not now, not never. Not ever. Because I heard Kenneth E. Hager, I heard what Kenneth Copeland say some things. And those things just caught my attention in a different way. And I said, no, these realities exist. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here? Does it make any sense to somebody here? Why? Because they are the things that we have in Christ Jesus. The Bible talks about wisdom also, divine insight, understanding, sound judgment. How can a believer be making wrong decision? Trial and error. Trial and error. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 2 verse 3, in whom are healed all the treasures of wisdom and what? Knowledge. In Proverbs chapter 2 verse 6, it says, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh what? Understanding. These are the realities of the believer. But you cannot walk in it when you don't understand how to bring it from the spirit realm here. Favor is a reality. I hope you are aware that you can live your life under the cloud of favor. Are you getting what I'm saying here? How do I transport it? How do I make it a reality? So I started sharing and I said, number one point is revelation knowledge of God and his promises. Now, that's what I shared. Are we here together now? And the very simple thing about that is this. My people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. What you don't know that you have can be loaned to you. What you own and do not know will be loaned to you. I give an example that if a man builds a house and he has willed the property to his son and his son does not know, that son can get to the house or the hotel or wherever and he will pay to sleep there. Is that not? Is he supposed to pay? Who owns the hotel? He, because his father has willed it to him. I'm not making sense here now. But this guy will still pay to sleep there. His father has an inheritance, but he's not enjoying it. Why? He's not aware. Many believers don't know that for you to lay hold of the realities, do you know the realities? Do you know what belongs to you in Christ? Do you know your rights in Christ? I distinguish between rights and privileges. And I said that there are certain things that are privileged. Healing is not a privilege for me. No, it cannot be a privilege. Wealth cannot be a privilege for me. No, it cannot be a privilege. Are you getting what I'm saying? Listen. A privilege is something that somebody gives to you. You are not deserving it. It's not supposed to be your own. There's nothing you did. You just say, let us just help your life. Are you getting what I'm saying now? As a Christian, God has helped my life when I was a sinner. Now, we are partnering together. We are co-laborers with Him. Are you getting what I'm saying? Hey, is it making some sense to you? So I gave an illustration. I said, if a man comes today, maybe with a Rolls Royce, and he moves, and a boy is dressing so tattered and dirty, then the man stops and he says, the boy waves, and the man stops and says, come into the car. That boy sees it as what? A privilege. Is that not? Because privilege is something you get that you don't deserve. Are we here together? But if that man drives and he moves forward and he sees another young man and all of a sudden he stops and he opens the door, then the young guy enters and he says, hi dad, how are you? This guy that enters second, two people entered the car. One entered by what? Privilege. Another one entered by what? Right. Because you no fit no carry me. Where you dey go? You can't get home if you don't carry me. Because we are going to the same destination. In fact, the home you are talking about, I have inheritance in the home. In my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. So you must know your right, and it is in the word of God. Number two, what's my next point? I said a lot of things. Go and read. Go and listen to that message. What? Awareness and conviction that comes as a result of meditation. You guys are good students. Good students, good students. So, you see, after I have known what my father owns, and I know he owns it, in this kingdom, you cannot just enter because you know. You have to be obsessed with the knowledge. You have to be obsessed. You have to have a picture. Because it is from a spiritual realm that you want to capture it. Wait. If they show you, you enter a car shop, and they say, which of the cars belong to you? If you have not seen it before, will you be able to pick? You didn't get it. You enter a car shop. There are 20 cars here. And they say, your father has given you a Mercedes, whatever. And you can pick it. And there are 20 Mercedes. You will be asking, which one? Are you getting what I'm saying now? The reason you're asking is because you don't know the specific one. Are we here together? But you see, if you have come to that place and your father has told you about the one that he has given to you, then you capture it in your mind. You have captured it in your mind. Then you leave. The next time you now come there, they say, go and pick the car. Will you go to somewhere else? Now, what meditation does is that meditation puts the imprint of the promises of God, the knowledge, the realities of what God has said. It puts it in your heart as a picture. Why? Faith does not work without pictures. Faith cannot work without picture. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, when you hope for something, have you captured it in your mind? So if God says that I have reserved healing for you, you need to see yourself healed, even if you're on the sick bed. Is anybody get what I'm saying here now? So it is through meditation. Meditation makes you soak up the reality of the knowledge of what God says belongs to you. Then it creates a conviction. So that if somebody comes to you and say, move out of that place of that car, it's not your car. You say, who told you that? They say, why are you standing by that guy? I say, are you okay? My father told me, not only that, I have seen it, we have discussed it, that healing is the children's bread, so I cannot be sick. Are you getting what I'm saying here? In the place of meditation, you are silently looking at the word of God, and you are picking the things that God has told you, and you are holding on to it, and you say, God has said it, I believe it, that settles it. The Bible says that in Romans chapter 10, let's go to verse 9, let's look at it together. I want to help somebody. Are you learning something? It's like I'm very fast. Maybe I should slow my gear a little. Am I helping you? Now, let's do this. We're number what now? Two. Is that not? Number what? Two. Good. So let's do Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. It says, the book of the law shall not depart out of the mouth. You shall meditate upon it what? Day and night. Why am I meditating upon it? Why? He now said that thou mightest observe to do according to all that is written. He said, because you are meditating upon it, then you shall make your ways what? Prosperous. And have what? Good. So prosperity and good success exist in the spiritual economy. But the strategy to get it is that I will meditate upon it day and night. So anywhere there is success in scripture, I will meditate on it. Anywhere there is prosperity, I will meditate on it. I meditate on it until I begin to look like it. It might not be physical, but I see myself in the spirit that I am carrying my baby. I see myself in the spirit. I'm marching down the aisle. I'm going to the altar. Oh, Pastor Mavis just spoke and declared that no devil that attacked anybody in my foundation will attack me. Wow, he just declared us husband and wife. Marriage has happened in the spirit. If it does not happen in the spirit, it will not happen in this realm. Everything you see happening in this realm happens first where? In the spirit. Does anybody get what I'm sharing here? So what meditation does is that meditation helps you to travel to the realm where it is. And you picture it very well. You stay on it long enough so that you will have enough confidence. When the devil says, listen to me, you will die. You cannot just say, ah, Satan, why are you saying I will die? Why are you saying, mm-mm. You have knowledge of what is in your father's will. And I explained that the Bible is what? The will of God. A man's will is enforced when the man dies, true or false? Did Jesus die? The New Testament, did Jesus die? So the New Testament is now in force. Anything that you see in the Bible is law. Were you in morning prayer today? Kai, I told you. I said, when he says, you are a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in season, that is a law. That I will bring forth my fruit in my word season. None shall cast their young. It is a law. It exists in our economy. Why? Because it is written in the will of my father that none will cast their word young. And we are talking about inheritance. Every man's inheritance is in his will, true or false. Anything he wants to give his children, he puts it in his will. Is there anything that is in this scripture that is the will of God concerning you? If you are not seeing it in your life, you need to get angry and say, Satan, never. How can my father write a will? They have read the will. I have seen my property. I have seen my inheritance. I want to enter. And Satan says, you will not enter. How? You will get angry. So the things you need to do to enter are the things I have shared. Rest, read the will, is that not? Number two, you will now go to specifically meditation. And then I say, one plot of land at number 6 at Orishe Street. If you don't get it, you cram it again. One plot of land at number 6. If it's not clear, you write on that paper. Am I making sense? Because you are reading it, you want to really capture it so that you don't go to number 7 when it's number 6. God only answers you based on the things that are in the confine of his will for your life. So meditation helps you grab the picture of what is in the will of God for you. You grab healing. You grab favor. You grab promotion. I am the head and not the tail. They drag you back. You say, never. I cannot be here. This is not my position. I know where I'm supposed to be. In my father's will, he said, I am the head and not the tail. And you gradually push yourself out of there because meditation is painting the picture in your heart. Then you don't leave meditation in your heart. Oh. Any meditation that is in your heart is not strong enough. The real thing is that meditation will now turn to muttering. So you go and say, number 2, Atorise Street, by so-so bus stop. Please help me check out. You check again. Number 5, Atorise Street. So that when you see it on the number of the house, you will know the number that is in the world, the will. Anytime I see what God says belong to me, I know it and I lay hold of word, lay hold of it. So if you don't know how to meditate, you can't go far in this kingdom. I'll show you something about meditation tomorrow again, differently. So if you want to capture the realities, you need to start seeing yourself the way God said you are in scripture. He says, I am rich, can never be poor. I will never be broke. That is what the word of God says. So when I see it and I believe it in my heart, then I start. Romans chapter 10 from verse 9. Put it on the screen. We're moving. Romans chapter 10 from verse 9. The first one is what? Knowledge. The second one is what? Conviction. That comes through the power of what? Meditation. In this meditation we're talking about now, let's go. Meditation must align in your heart and in your mouth. Look at it now. From verse 8, go to verse 8. Everybody read it loud and clear from verse 8. One to go. But what saith it? Hold on. Let me show you something. Go to verse 6. Let's begin from verse 6. It will help some people here. Verse 6. Go to verse 5. Go to verse 5. I want you to see something. Can you give me NIV or something? Maybe I want to make it easier. Very easy. Everybody want to go now? Uh-huh. the righteousness that is by faith says, don't say in your heart, how can somebody be getting favor that is in heaven? Who we are sent to heaven and go and bring the favor? Who we are sent to heaven and go and bring the divine healing? He said they are seated together in Christ in heavenly places. Who will go to the heavenly places and bring all those things? He said righteousness that comes by faith does not talk like that. Is it becoming simple to you now? But the righteousness that is by faith says what? Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down. We are seated together with him, is that not? And the blessings are there. He said this faith does not say that. Now who will go there and bring it down? Is it possible? Can it be real? He said no. Then the next verse. Or who will descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. Don't talk like that. The things you are seeing as impossible. He's saying with the righteousness by faith, all you need to is to believe, capture it, put it in your heart, and you will start talking. So the next thing, he said, but what does he say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Can you see it now? Go ahead. That if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Wait. Confession with my mouth and faith in my heart, I will be saved. So if I have my wealth in my heart and I start saying it with my mouth, I will be wealthy. Are you getting what I'm saying now? If I have my healing in my heart and I start saying it with my mouth, I'll be healed. The confession that comes by faith, it says that it has to be in your heart as a picture. When you picture it, whatever you see, say it. Where did you get the picture? From scripture. I got the picture from scripture. I got the picture from scripture. The scripture is the will of my Father. I got the picture from scripture. I put the scripture where? In my heart. And I start putting it where again? In my mouth. It says if you put it in your heart and you say it to your mouth, whatever the scripture says you have it. Make some sense. Good. Verse 10. For it. So if I want to take the things that God has here, salvation is reserved for everybody. Does everybody take it? How do people take salvation? Believe in their heart and confess. How do they take healing? How do you enjoy favor? How do you enter your marriage? How do you become a billionaire? How do you drive away depression? I cannot be depressed. I cannot be depressed. I have no business with depression. Joy fills my heart. I'm a man of joy. I laugh at the devil. I laugh at the enemy. All of a sudden, the spirit of depression will be asking, where did I come to? What address is this? Is this number 5 Funke bus stop? And by the time he came to check, Funke has encountered 20 days of glory. And because of that, the language has changed. And he's asking, he says, there's something about Funke I noticed now. She's talking. Let me go and hear what she's saying. Then when Satan comes to hear, will you allow him here? I am depressed. Will you allow him here? I'm afraid. Will you allow him here? I cannot make it. What are you supposed to be saying? What is in the wheel? I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I am the head and not the tail. The path of the just is a burning light. It shines brighter and brighter. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Are you getting what I'm saying? Say what your Father wrote in his will. It is yours. Don't say the things that the devil has put in your mind. Don't say the things that the devil wants you to put. Never. Devil says you will die. You now check the will. What did they write in the will? With long life will I satisfy you and show you. He's saying again in your mind. They say, I be no be the will be this. I shall not die, but live and declare the. Somebody comes to you and they say, I will show you. Wait. What do you want to show me? Eh? What do you want to show me? Have you read the will? What is there? That no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Whether in the grave, whether in hell, or in a coven, or in a meeting in the dark, I speak over somebody here. Every weapon fashioned against you, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Father said to tell you that the way he loves Jesus is the way he loves you. That the inheritance of Jesus is your inheritance. That the portion of Jesus is your portion. That the hope of Jesus is your hope. Jesus is seated together with him. You are seated there. Or where are you seated?
making some sense?
Are you sure it's making some sense? Very good. Let's advance a little more. We're making progress. We're making progress. So you see, this meditation brings it alive. It brings it alive. The woman of the issue of blood was meditating. She said, if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. If I touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. She got consumed by that meditation. So when the crowd was so heavy, obsession with the meditation gave her ability to penetrate. So she entered because she had been saying, if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. The woman of issue of blood needed to touch the hem of his garment. You don't need his garment. It's inside of you. Making any sense to you, church? Good. 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 The third step, act by faith. Faith is the substance of things that are hoped for, the evidence of things that are what? Not seen. If you really believe in the things that God's word said that you have, if you believe in the reality that exists in the realm of the spirit, whatever corresponding faith action that is required, you will take it. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Because faith is not just, you see, when faith has a way it operates, faith is in the heart and is in the mouth. Then there is a faith that has to do with doing. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. If you want to grab the realities, you cannot work without faith. Meditation opens up your heart. Meditation prints the picture. Meditation puts it in your mouth. Faith is action. Someone say faith is action. So if God has said in his word that you will not be poor, you will not be poor. You can't just sit down in your house doing nothing and be rich. Because he also says in the law, I will bless the works of your hand. So what he's saying, go and walk. When you go and walk, the picture in your heart and in your mouth, it begins to walk. Are you getting what I'm saying here right now? So faith has an action that it has to take. You say, oh, I believe in financial prosperity. I believe it's going to work. Yes, that's what God has said. It is in your heart. It is your mouth. But you understand that there's a principle of value creation. You do that. You work. Then there are covenant practices of sowing and what? Reaping is in his word. They that sow sparingly shall reap sparingly. They that sow bountifully shall reap bountifully. So when it is time to give, you don't lock your heart. You open up your heart and give because he said it clearly in his word. It is law. Someone said the word of God is law. Hey, you can't just want this and not do it. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? Yes. So you must tell yourself that I believe the word of God, and to show that I believe the word of God, I will take steps commensurate to what the word of God has said. The Bible says that the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. That means it is designed that my soul has to be made fat. But he said it has to be what? Diligent. So what do you do? Diligence. Seest thou a man diligent in his work, he shall be presented before king and not me man. And you say, God, I am presented before king and not me man. Faith is in my heart. It's in my mouth. Read the other part of the line. Seest thou a man diligent. Then you go back to work and say, God, bless the works of my hand with visibility. I am working. May I not be small. Because in your law, it says, seest thou a man diligent in his work, he shall be presented before king and not me, man. So when you see the reality exists, is there something that is a corresponding action to back up whatever it is that is a possibility in the realm of the spirit so that you will take the action of faith and the results cannot be denied? Am I communicating, church? Making any sense to somebody here? Because if you understand these things, as I said again, happy as these spiritual realities, they are yours as a believer. You must not allow any devil take you out of it. You must not allow any devil talk you out of the realities that exist in this kingdom for you. You must lay hold. Number one principle I said is what? What? Number two, what? Number three is what? Act of faith. Is that not? Yes, somebody say, act of faith. Step of faith. You have to take step of faith. You say, God says he's going to give us wisdom. Wisdom and all that. Yes, but how will the wisdom come? I read something in the Bible one day. It said, is any suffering amongst you? Let him pray. So somebody wants to break out of suffering. Oh, dear Legbadura. The corresponding action of faith to come out of suffering is what? Prayer. Because that's what the will says. I mean, I've ever read the will before, a will, life will of somebody. I've read a will where a man says that all the property belong to me must not be given to my so-so-so brother. When I was in pain, he did not help me. Anybody who gives this will to my brother, all the curses that I am writing here will be upon his head. They write it like that too. They write it like that too. And the person will say, write it for me. Write it for me. They will write it and say, I don't want anybody. Why? Because they know what they suffered. So in their will, they're saying, don't near my property. Don't near whatever belongs to me. So if something is written in the will and somebody just jumps in, you need to know what the real details of the will is and know the corresponding faith action. A man wrote a will recently for his wife that died, and he said that suppose as long as she does not marry again. Remember the guy that just died? And he says the wife can have all this property as long as she does not marry. If she goes to marry, will they give her the inheritance? She will forfeit it. That is how it works. If you are not taking the action of faith that is required, leave the discussion. Leave the discussion. Don't ask me the man is. Let's just stay here. He's one Odogu, Ibo Odogu. He doesn't want another person to climb his horse. It's not his fault. Now money they worry him. You see, that's how he tied the woman down. That as long as you are alive, you must not marry. All these things shall be yours. The day you marry, leave it. So what is he saying? That the corresponding faith action to get the things that are in my will is do not marry. So if you read the Bible, you will also see corresponding faith action. You are resisting the devil because there's a reality of spiritual authority in heaven. Satan, go out, get out. No, go and read it again. He says, submit yourself under the mighty hand of God. Resist the devil, he will flee. You left the first line. You now go, Satan, go, like the seven sons of Skepha. Do you get the gist? You don't pick whatever you like in a will and choose what you like. You get the full details of the will. I don't know if somebody understands what I'm saying here. Does it make any sense to somebody here? Yes. So you need to take the faith action. For every reality in the spirit, there is a corresponding act of obedience that shows that you believe what you are saying and you are confessing it. Am I talking to somebody here? Yes. Number four is prayer. Prayer. Spiritual warfare. The prophecies over your life will not be able to find expression if you are not willing to contend for it where? In prayer. God has said this. It belongs to me. You have to do what? Pray. Prayer is very important. It is the way we transport spiritual realities from heaven down to the earth realm. 1 Timothy, let me show you this. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. Oh, let's do this fast. 1 Timothy 1 18. Read it fast. Everybody loud and clear. Want to go. This charge I commit to thee, O son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good war. So prophecies have gone ahead. Will they come to pass? No, if you don't war. The condition for getting the prophecy manifest is what? Warfare. So Timothy has to stand and say, you devil, trying to stop my business, trying to stop my family. God promised you a good marriage, but not without prayer. God promised you a beautiful life, but not without prayer. God promised you divine protection, but not without prayer. Because in the place of prayer, you'll be confessing the word of God. He shall give his angels charge over me. Every devil around my space, get out in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. I command you out of my space. Because God has said it. I believe it. That settles it. When you pray, you put angels in motion. When you pray, you are sending angels on errand to transport whatever it is that you are declaring belongs to you. Now listen, let me explain how it works. When a will is done normally, the person who writes the will has presented it. Then the lawyer goes to represent the person in court. Then he will pray after everything. They usually pray the court to say, help, my prayer is that everything that we did like this other will be what? Granted. All those things are supposed to be done normally. But a prayer has to be made. Somebody has to say, I want it to be done like this, like this, like this. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here now? You see, prayer is so important and nobody should ask, say, do I have to pray to get all those things? Sir, you have to do what? Pray. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 to 17, when you read this, it said the whole armor of God. He said, having done all this, you should pray with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. That's how to capture those realities. Do you know that the inheritance, Daniel was left in Babylon, and they would have died there. The Bible says, and Daniel began to pray. What is the reality of the children of Israel? Freedom. But what is their present reality? Captivity. So Daniel said, well, I understand by books.
Are you there with me?
So, knowledge. Are we here together now? Then it troubled Daniel until he painted a picture in his heart of liberty and freedom. Meditation has worked, is that not? But that's not enough. He had to take a corresponding faith action. So he started fasting. So while Daniel was fasting, and the next action is what? Prayer. While he was praying, the Bible says from the first day he started, the angel came to bring the answer and said, freedom. Oh. So if Daniel did not pray, if Daniel did not read by books, if Daniel did not capture, it is a reality in the realm of the spirit, but he will be living as a shadow of himself. Anybody under the sound of my voice, that God sees you in heaven as a millennia, a billionaire, as a changed person, as a married person, but you are single, as one with babies, but you have none, as one that is supposed to be in a happy relationship, but you are struggling, as one that is supposed to be excelling financially, but you are not there. By this revelation and teaching, sir, I declare today, you are transported in the name of Jesus. Every reality that exists in God for you that you have not entered, I declare now, you are entering in the name of Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 18. Check. Fast. 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 18. I have to rush this. 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 18. Who's there? Oh, is the person sleeping? Wake the person up. Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but what? So you think Satan wants you to have the inheritance? Your father wrote a will, and your life will change. Your father wrote a will, and you will get everything. Your father wrote a will, and Satan knows the content of the will. And you think he will just look at you and say, well, have a nice marriage. You're about to marry, and Satan writes you a letter and says, congratulations on your marital bliss. Are you okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? Satan doesn't work like that. Satan will go the extra mile to frustrate the plans and the promises of God so that you get to a point where you now say, all the things that they say God can do, he's not even doing it. What can we do? So that you disown your father. So that you now say, I don't serve this God again. Many believers have done like that. I'm not interested in this God again. Why? Because Satan will try to frustrate him. But Jesus taught us something of a particular woman that an unjust judge. He said the woman had something she needed from the unjust judge. And the man said, I don't regard man. I don't regard God. And the woman said, not with me. There is something written in the will, and I need to get it. You can never stop me. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? At the end of the day, the Bible says the woman put it, look, let's have Luke chapter 1 verse, look at 18 verse. He said, the Lord said to her, what? And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. Go ahead now. And I shall not go. Oh, you are going to the end. Start from verse 3. May you receive a glorious inheritance soon. Okay, start from verse 1. Everybody, let's read it together so that it will be clear. Oh, thank you. I want to go now. And he speak a parable to them to this end, that men ought. Wait, do you know the only thing in scripture that you always have to do is what? Prayer. Meditation on scriptures is day and night. Prayer is every time. He said, pray without ceasing. That means when you're going on the road, you enter, you go, hey, brother, how are you? How is everything? Very good. You sit down and they say, please wait for the person you came to see. You say, thank you, Jesus. You are discussing normally and you sense that there might be something in the. Are there times where God calls your attention and something might be happening to somebody somewhere now, maybe in your house? Then you don't close your mouth then, because you are a spiritual territorial commander. God is giving you insights to what is happening around your space. You cannot drop your signal. You pick the signal, you pray. You pick the signal, you pray. You pick the signal, you pray. Immediately you pick the signal. Lord, I can't explain whatever is happening, but I pick the signal and I declare, peace be still. You'll be shocked when they call you and say, at so time, this was happening. You say, what time exactly? You check it exactly when you were praying. So he said, men always ought to pray and not to do what? Faint. Go ahead. Say. Everybody, can you read it loud? It will help you internalize it. Avenge me of my adversary. And he will not. Wait, that means there is an inheritance that belongs to the woman. It's already written in the will. I want to collect it. Oga George, help my life. They say, I cannot give it. It's mine. Like, maybe my husband gave it to me. And this person is saying, I cannot get it. And the woman, if she kept that will in her house and did not take any action, you know that she would just die a pauper. Many people come to Christ and they die beggars. They die suffering. They die in pain. They die in shame. They die in disgrace, as if there is no Savior in Zion. Whereas the instruments for our deliverance are revealed in Scripture. They don't know how to do what? Lay hold of it. So look at what the woman did. Bible says, and he would not for a while, but after he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard mankind, yet because this wood troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming, she will do what? She will do what? So prayer is like an incense that is going to heaven. So God looks up and says, ah, this odor smells like Nike Adewale. Because God knows the fragrance of your prayer. I hope you know that. Every single fragrance of your prayer, he knows it. The aroma of your prayer is known by God. Prayer is an oblation, is an incense. When you do your own, you are burning incense. I have a unique incense that heaven has to get every morning. When they get it, they say, offering accepted. But you are not burning any incense, so. So what are you going to burn? If you're not burning incense, you're burning nonsense. Are we here together? And the Lord said to her, he said, hear what the unjust judge said. He now said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? He said, I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find this action of faith that is also called what? Prayer. Prayer is an action of faith. Prayer is an action of faith. When you are praying, it's because you believe that something exists that belongs to you. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Good. I hope that one has entered very well. Number 5, expect and prepare to receive men that are carriers of those realities in your life. There are certain things that men carry. Just by coming into your space, they can make something real. My wife will understand what I'm saying a little bit. If this woman didn't come into her space, this thing that happened today will never happen. Sorry, I'm just... You understand what I'm saying? You get that gist? There are some... See, some people have to... What God says will happen in your life, there is somebody who is the transporter of that reality. If you don't have in your influence circle anybody that has the capacity of 20 million, you can't get it. God uses men to dispense spiritual realities. And men are dispensers of the grace of God. Everything God has for you in the spirit realm, it cannot just get to you like that. Many times he will use what? Men. By a prophet, he brought them out of Israel. So freedom was a reality for them. But God needed Moses. He said, Moses, I am sending you to bring them out. It is a reality that exists that they will come out. They have taken an action of faith and they are praying. But as they are praying, I will send and a man. So Moses had an encounter. He said, go now and bring them out. Israel was crying and they needed a king. Give us a king. Give us a king. And God heard their prayer. He said, you want a king? Okay, let's give them Saul. And eventually used a man to bring the reality of monarchy to them. When they failed, and the guy failed, they were praying again. They were tired of Saul as it were. Then he said, I have found David, my servant. In other words, even David himself cannot ascend the throne until he meets a man called Samuel. Samuel has the reality, the power and the ability to put crown on the head of an ordinary man and he becomes a king. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are certain people that need to come into your space. When they come into your space, God says you are rich, but how will I be rich? A rich has to reach you. If the rich reaches you, you become rich. Is anybody getting? Oh, I'm not sure somebody got what I just said now. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? Samuel held the reality of crowning David to be king. David will never be king if Samuel doesn't come his way. Saul will never be king if Samuel doesn't come his way. Elijah was about to die and he said, have you anointed Jehu? The ability to bring Jehu into royalty is in your hand. There are certain people that have what it takes to bring you into certain things that God has ordained. There are certain people that have what it takes to bring you into the position that God has ordained. If you don't find them, life will become hard. One day, David woke up and he said, is there anybody remaining in the house of Saul, that I will show him kindness for Jonathan's sake. Now, Mephibosheth was in the city of Lodebar. He was dying and struggling. His life was a waste. But while Mephibosheth was there, the reality of Mephibosheth coming out is in the hand of Ziba. Ziba must talk about Mephibosheth for Mephibosheth to come out. Whoever must talk about you, whoever has the reality to bring you out, I prophesy in the name of Jesus. Men are coming your way in the name of Jesus. Quality men are coming your way in the name of Jesus. Quality people are coming your way in the name of Jesus. There is a man that has what it takes to give you the job. There is a man that has what it takes to bring you before the king. Joseph was rotting and dying in prison, sir. It took one man that forgot Joseph. The reality of Joseph's life is royalty, palace. But he was dying where? In the prison. Then he met a man. After that encounter, the man disappeared for 2 years. But the Bible says, the man said, I remember my wrong. I remember my wrong. I have kept an innocent man in the wrong place. Anyone that has kept you in the wrong place for too long, by this message I declare today, they remember their wrong in the name of Jesus. Listen, there are two stories on ground. Let me finish this. Then all of a sudden Ziba showed up and he said, I know Mephibosheth. He's one of the sons of Jonathan and he's at Lodebar. He's lame on his feet. In other words, in the destiny of Mephibosheth lies sitting on the table to eat with kings. But in his reality was Lodebar, suffering. The reality of Joseph was prison. His destiny was palace. So there are certain men that need to be introduced to your life. If they are not introduced, all the things that God has said, it cannot happen. Why? By a prophet, he brought them out. By a prophet, he preserves them. Some of these people, they are prophets in the market space. They are prophets with money. They are prophets with connection. They are prophets with possibilities. As soon as the man said, I know Mephibosheth, he said, go and bring him. Immediately they brought Mephibosheth because of one man that introduced him. Mephibosheth's life changed. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I sense that God is about to bring certain people into your space. I say they are coming into your space. I say they are coming into your space. In the mighty name of Jesus. The same thing happened to Joseph. The guy remembered and the king said, go and bring him. So whatever reality exists in your life, it cannot play until certain men introduce you. Are you getting my gist? Do you know how David entered the palace? The Bible says that they had a discussion in Saul's house. Then a man said, I know a young guy. His name is what? David. Whoever knows your name, whoever knows your profile, whoever knows your qualification, whoever knows what you can offer, whoever knows your product, whoever knows your service, I declare they are showing up in the name of Jesus. I said they are showing up in the name of Jesus. I said they are showing up in the name of Jesus. When you meet this man, honor them. Discernment. 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 Oh, Jesus. You're not getting. I said, do what? Discernment. If you fail to discern men, your life will be in disaster. If you fail to discern men, your life will be in disaster. The reality that Timothy will be a prophet means that Paul must meet Timothy. Everybody will not believe Timothy, but Paul will believe him. There are certain people that will believe you regardless of what you look like. You need to discern them. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here? Naaman must have been healed, but if Naaman does not deserve the slave girl, discern her, he will remain where he is. And Naaman was living with his freedom in the same house until one day, maybe his wife was praying or something, and the girl just woke up. I don't know who needs to wake up on your behalf. I don't know who is dragging too long, but I came to prophesy. May God put them under pressure. May God put them under pressure. May God put them under pressure. There is a job that you're supposed to have now. There is a contract that you're supposed to have now. There is a man that knows how to bring it. It's a reality in the realm of the spirit. But a man has to bring it. Whoever that man is, I call them forth in the name of Jesus. You will lift up your voice and pray as we wrap up this message. And say, wherever the man are, wherever they are, transporters of my realities, carriers of my realities. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You will pray your life as if it is fire. Have you not seen? Hold on. Hold on. Men, listen. Men, hold men by the hand and put them where God has ordained for them. I've seen it everywhere. All through the Bible. All through the Bible. Do you know that even the disciples of Jesus, if Jesus did not discern them, they would die as ordinary fishermen. Today, 12 of them have 12 thrones in heaven because Jesus prayed overnight and he discerned them. May God put you in the heart of somebody. I say, may God put you in the heart of somebody. You will pray like in the next 3 months, there must be a rush of men, a rush of power men, a rush of glory men, a rush of wealthy men, a rush of spiritual men. Yeah. Listen, I heard Apostle Joshua Selman speaking that he met a man that started teaching him things gradually and introduced him to God. A man. Somebody say a man. So as a young boy, he needed a level of mentorship. He cannot enter that reality until he meets the man. Then the man started teaching them theological things gradually, gradually. He built his interest, and eventually that's where he is right now. When I was coming to Lasso, I met a lady. Who have you met? Who are you supposed to meet? She will pray and say, dear Father. Shout and say, dear Father. Whoever I am supposed to meet for the next level change of my life. Whoever carries the wealth. Whoever carries the connection. Whoever carries the opportunity, Lord, let them show up 3 months from now. Let there be a massive influx of quality men and women into my life, into my space. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Pray, pray. Are you praying? Is that how you are praying? Men are carriers. Men are carriers. Men are carriers. Jabedeke de lebosha. Jabababababababa. Erieko somenege de de de. Rakatana managaba. Maniane kosute. Ebrana katalaba. Jagagagagagagagagaga. Wey sakapane. Eriete benete. Eriete benete. Eruana katene. Show up, show up, show up, show up, show up, show up. Ministry help us. Show up. The many other women that showed up for Jesus, the ministry of Jesus would have been down if those women did not show up. Jesus, wherever they are, wherever they are, wherever they are, wherever they are, let the next 3 months be a rush of quality men, glorious men, men that know the way of the palace, men that know the way of the marketplace, men that know the wealth and the currency that should exist in my economy now. Status is changing. No more decline. I'm on my way to better days. Status is changing. No more decline. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Yeah, to better days. I'm on my way. 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 I go tend the name Shakepa. Let the angels of my destiny drag them to where I am. Bring them to my direction. Compel them to see me. Let them descend me. Let them know me. Wherever they are, whoever they are, all the men, men that will bring me to the place where God has ordained. Shabaya nagabara gabababa. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift up your hand last now as we wrap up. Every man, every woman that is a carrier of a reality that heaven has as a possibility in your life, but they have not shown up, wherever they are, by the Spirit of God, I compel them. May they show up in the name of Jesus. May they show up in the name of Jesus. Those who know the way to the palace, those who know where the property is, those who know where the doors are, those who know where the scholarship is, those who know how to help you, I pray, may they show up in the name of Jesus. I see certain people here today. Listen. The people you never bargained, you never thought, you never believed in your life that they are the ones. Naaman never believed that that slave girl will be the one. I pray, as God brings them your way, may you be able to discern them in the name of Jesus. You will not be blind to see them in the name of Jesus. Whatever you have lost as a result of the misplacement of priorities, not knowing these realities, as you have discovered this truth and start engaging it from today, I declare all the realities that should be in your life now that are not there, they show up in the name of Jesus. Show up in the name of Jesus. May God keep his word in your mouth. May he keep his will in your mouth. May he give you hunger to press into the word of God. May he develop in you the passion for meditation. May he strengthen your conviction and your heart to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus. And anything that any devil is holding onto in the heavenly realms, claiming that they will not allow it come, claiming that they will delay it, claiming that they will frustrate it, your breakthroughs, your open doors. Paul said we wanted to come again and again. Satan hindered us. That Satan had to leave before Paul could go. I command every satanic agent, every demonic agent standing in the way to your testimony, standing in the way to your breakthrough, as I shout now, they are coming down in the name of Jesus. Give way in the name of Jesus. Ride upon the high places of your life. Lay hold of your realities and live in the manifestation of those things. Lift up your voice and begin to thank God for answers. Lift up your voice and begin to thank you for answers. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I see somebody you have been long forgotten. You have been long forgotten by people who have made promises. Wherever they are, may God put you in their conscious and subconscious. May they wake up with you in mind. May they see a possibility in your life that you have not seen. Listen, we were going to look for something and she suggested it. I said, but Pastor, how about this? Those that can suggest what exists in the currency of the Spirit that your faith has not been able to carry, the position, the kind of offer, the kind of money you should write that you are afraid of tagging your products, those that can suggest and know what exists in your economy, may they show up in your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift up your voice and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every prayer point that is here, devil, I command you to lay your hand off them. They are turned to testimonies in the name of Jesus. If you know you are in church tonight, you want to make a decision for Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Sir, these realities are for those who are in the kingdom. They are for those who are children. Only a father can give inheritance. Start running out from where you are right now. Run out. With speed, run out. I'm going to lead you to Christ. You want to be led to Christ wherever you are. You want to accept Jesus as your Lord and follow him. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Can you rush out wherever you are? Upstairs, downstairs, outside. If you are online, please indicate. Please indicate. Can you come forward? Come, come, come. Keep coming. Rush, rush, rush. There's no delay. Come and take your inheritance. Come and lay hold of your inheritance. Salvation is the doorway to having inheritance. Salvation is the doorway to having access. Run right now. Right now. Don't delay. One more delay can be too dangerous. Can you rush out with speed and say, I am coming to dedicate my life to Jesus. I am handing over everything to Jesus. I am following Jesus all the days of my life. I will not lose my inheritance. God bless you, brother. Keep coming, keep coming. There are other people, there are other people. You are supposed to be here. You were once made up your mind to serve Jesus, but you are backslided. And as a result of that, you lose touch of your inheritance. Rush down here. By the count of three, wherever you are, the Holy Spirit is calling you, nudging your heart, that with Jesus Christ comes today, you are not sure whether you go to heaven. Can you rush down here with speed? One, two. As I take the last count, three. I put a seal today upon these ones that have come up here with boldness and confidence. They have come up here. Can you say after me, Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. Have mercy on me, Jesus. Forgive me of my sins. I receive eternal life into my spirit, and I declare I am born again. I am saved and I am sanctified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.